I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman.
Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast.
Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message.
I hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
God bless you. Made in His likeness, created in His image. When we walk outside, we look around us and we see His glorious handiwork. When the sun goes down and that sky comes out, Brother Tony, we see the other part of that glorious handiwork. I'm going to trust the fellow that made all of that. That's who I'm going to trust. Psalms 91:1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, or under the influence. Amen. My brother Joe, how far does that influence spread? Well, the psalmist said, if you make your bed in the bottom of the sea, its influence is there. In the heavens, it's there. You can't hit wherever you go, that influence is there, that shadow. Amen. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely, He shall deliver thee. Let me back up again. Surely, I like that word. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. And, listen, from the noisome pestilence. You ever feel any of that? He shall cover thee with His feathers. And under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, amen, but trust is a very important thing. Amen. People who don't have anything they can trust, all I can say is they're going to be miserable people. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I would be of all men most miserable. Amen. But he said, I got somebody that I can trust. Amen. And not only do I trust him on this side, amen, of the river, amen, but I trust that, amen, he is going to keep what he said. Amen. But the Apostle Paul also said, I have committed, he will keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now, I want to go back through these verses real quick this morning, and as we lay a foundation for trust. And I want us to, just for a few minutes, he that dwelleth. Amen. That word dwell signifies a stabling, or if you will, amen, a settling down in that place. Dwell. Amen. I live over here on Jose Gilman Road. That's where I dwell. Amen. But in my spirit, I am to dwell in Him. Amen. And, amen. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, that's what the Word of God says, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's dwelling. Amen. He that dwelleth, amen, in the secret place. By the way, that secret place, is it called that because the devil, amen, can't find that place. Hello? What is that place, Brother Joe? We are hid in Christ with God. Amen. Oh, I can tell you, listen, the sons of God come up to worship, and Lucifer come up to worship. Amen. And the Lord asked him, said, well, whence goest thou? He said, from going to and fro throughout the whole earth. Amen. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Oh, yeah, I considered him. Amen. But what was wrong, Brother Joe? He said, but you got a hedge around him. Amen. I know he's in there, but I can't see how to get to him. Hello. Amen. Come on, my Brother Joe, this morning. Amen. If we'll walk with God, amen, God will have that hedge. Amen. If we'll be true to God and hold on to God and dwell in that secret place. Amen. Don't wander out. Amen. But dwell in that secret place, yes. Sometimes God may let the hedge down. Amen. He may let the devil in. Amen. But I'll assure you, he's always got him on a leash. He can't go but so far. Amen. Now, if we get outside of that place, we are on our own. Amen. But as long as we stay in that secret place of the Most High God, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, amen. The Most High. Hallelujah. Listen, what did he say? Amen. Shall abide, amen, under the shadow or the influence of the Almighty, or in the domain. Amen. My. Amen. You see, the Word of God talks about dominion. Amen. Dominion comes from the root word domain. Amen. What is the king's domain, Brother Joe? Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. His domain is his church, primarily. Amen. Listen, there is no principality. There is no power. There is no seat of authority. Amen. That is higher than his dominion. Amen. Come on. Amen. It doesn't matter how. Amen. What the devil says his name is. Amen. He has no authority. Amen. Oh, anywhere near the authority of the king. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. Amen. And by the way, this king has not changed. Amen. He has not relinquished his domain nor his authority. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, this king is still trustworthy, Brother Tony. Amen. I said you can trust him. Amen. I remember a few years ago, a lady, amen, that had cancer. She wrote a song. Amen. And that song's title, I Am Not Afraid to Trust Him. Amen. I'm not afraid to trust Him. Amen. I want to tell you, my God said to me one time, I was talking to Him. Amen. And God said to me these words, if you can't trust me, amen, you want to tell me who you can trust. Woo. My. Boy, did he have a point. I said, God had a point. Amen. So I'm going to trust him. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to trust in his word. Amen. That he will keep his word. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust, amen, that he is who he says he is. Amen. I'm going to trust in his mighty power. Amen. By the way, he is an omnipotent God. Amen. Signifying that he has all power. Amen. Matter of fact, in the Great Commission, Jesus said all power. He didn't say some. He said all power. A-L-L. Amen. Old Brother Albert Keeter said all means all. Amen. Just that simple. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Amen. Then he turns around with a therefore, because of the proceeding. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. So there, what we call the Great Commission, he has committed, amen, that power and that authority to his church as his church obeys him and walks in the faith and trust toward him. Amen. Listen, here's what he said. Then we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Whew. Amen. Many years ago, Brother Tommy Cronier preached a message, amen, and he preached on the simple, one of the simple names of God, which means the El Shaddai. Amen. That simply means the all-sufficient God. Amen. He is the El Shaddai. Amen. Brother Lewis was going to pick up on his preaching there on Thursday night. Amen. When I was pastoring at Munson then. Amen. And, oh, hallelujah. Amen. And Brother Lewis got it a little bit crossed and he said, El Shadow. Amen. He wasn't far off. Amen. He was just talking about the shadowy influence of an almighty God. I'm telling you, if we will abide in that secret place, if we will stay in Christ, amen, glory to God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. My. He leadeth me beside the still water. Amen. He, all the way through that is a place of keeping that shepherd where he belongs. We abide under his authority. Amen. And be led by his leadership. Amen. And out of that, amen, comes the blessings of God. Amen. That don't mean, listen, I know we've had such crossed up preaching. Amen. That don't mean you won't have problems. It don't mean you won't have tribulations. It don't mean that you won't have trials. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Jesus said in John chapter 16, in the world you shall have tribulation. He didn't say might. He says you shall have tribulation. But he didn't stop there, thank God. But be of good cheer. Amen. I have overcome the world. Amen. My. Amen. There's only three kind of people. Amen. That are in the world. A good man, a bad man, and a God man. Amen. All three of them suffered on that day on Calvary's brow. Amen. The God man that hung in the middle, the good man that repented, and the bad man that wouldn't. Amen. All suffered that day. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That we're going to suffer. Amen. But old Peter said, if you're going to suffer, suffer for righteousness' sake. And if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. And listen to the words of God. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen. If you're going to live right, somebody ain't going to like, amen, what you tell them. If you tell them the truth, amen, somebody's not going to agree with you. Somebody's going to get under conviction, amen, because you're walking in the light and you're bothering them about it. Amen. Come on, if you live right, amen, don't tell me no man lives to himself or dies to himself. Amen. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to walk with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come what may, I'm going to do what's right. Amen. And I can tell you when the dust clears, Brother Tony, and when it settles, it'll be all right. Woo. Amen. Glory. Woo. Behold, I have given my word, saith the Lord. Behold, Old Testament and New, I have declared to them that will trust me, to them that will walk with me, I will keep my promises, for they are yea and amen to them that believe, saith the Lord. Put your trust in me. Behold, trust not in vanity. Trust not in riches. Behold, trust not in authority of this world. But put your hand in my hand. Trust in me and obey. And I say unto thee that I will lead you. Behold, and I will present you in a time appointed, unblameable and unreprovable in my sight, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We're in a world, amen, that I'm telling you what you used to trust in this world, you can no longer trust it anymore. With one thing, amen, Brother Joe is certain of, that COVID, amen, though whatever it may have been, has opened a lot of eyes as to what is the reality of the matter. Hello? Amen. Hear me this morning. I said COVID has opened up a lot of eyes. At least it should have. Should have opened a lot more than it has. Amen. Amen. Who are you going to trust? Amen. Who are you going to obey? Amen. Come on, we're going to Joe. Amen. Sometimes, amen, I can tell you it has revealed that folks who said they've been out to help you have been out to get rid of you. Hello? Amen. Come on, we're going to Joe. Amen. I believe the Rinaldus Magnus, Ronald Reagan, said, I forgot how many words it is, said, or how many, a lot of the scariest words, amen, that he ever heard is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. Hello? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I know I'm an ex-old veteran, and we have a big, strong, healthy distrust of Uncle Sam. Amen. But I want to tell you somebody that you can put your trust in. Amen. A Brother Joe can say without, amen, a flicker of an eye, or having to think about it this morning, that God has never let me down. Well, Brother Joe, didn't your mama pass away with cancer? She did, but God's never let me down. Amen. He took her to a better place. Hello? No. Amen. Didn't you get aggravated with God? No. Amen. Come on, who am I? She belonged to him. Awful, she belonged to me. Hello? Amen. She was my mother. Amen. But she belonged to him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You see, I recognize that, amen, who belongs to God. Amen. My. And God's got a right to do whatever. Amen. Job said, amen, naked came I into this world and naked shall I return. The Lord give it and the Lord take it away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Woo. Amen. Listen, it will obey God. Amen. And let God have his way. I guess as long as I live, I just never forget that. Amen. I could say something about the weather, and he'd say, it's just right. If we love God, walk with God, amen, it might not be perfect about your human nature, amen, or a lot of things, but it'll be just right. Hello? Why, Brother Joe? Because he's always right. Amen. Brother Joe can't say that about himself at all. Amen. He's always right. Amen. So listen to what he says. Amen. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Come on. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. God is my refuge. Amen. What's a refuge, Brother Joe? It is a place of safety. It is a place of defense. Amen. It is a place of security. Amen. Well, you mean to tell me, yes, God's got the best security plan? Amen. God's got the best intelligence plan? Amen. You won't find another one like God's got. Amen. How's that, Brother Joe? Amen. That God knows everything from ever, forever. Hey, you don't need to learn nothing. You can't get any better intelligence than that. Amen. God's not dependent upon some man for His intelligence. He's always known it. Ooh, therefore, if Brother Joe needs advice, I need to go to the one that really knows it all. Amen. And has always known it all. And His name is Jehovah. Come on. Amen. Men hide things, but they can't hide them from Him. Amen. David said, Lord, you search me and try me. Amen. Because He said, I know You'll look right through everything. Amen. You'll look through the veneer that old self of mine has tried to cover up something wrong. And You'll just wipe it right off and reveal it for what it is. Amen. And then You'll tell me, hey, what you going to do about this, boy? Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. A little thing called sanctification, by the way. Amen. Seems to have kind of got pushed to the side a lot in the last several years. Amen. But if people will allow God to sanctify them, amen, God will just reveal, amen, from one to the other. And the Word of God says that if we confess our sins, amen, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all, A-L-L, all unrighteousness. Amen. That's a little thing called spiritual growth. Amen. I will say to the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. Amen. A place where one can mount a defense. Amen. He's my fortress. Brother Joe, can anybody break through beyond Him? Not if He don't want them to. Amen. He let the devil in on Job. Amen. And on the second instance, after he has allowed the devil to destroy his belongings and his children, amen, his animals, amen. Listen, but the devil comes back, and amen, he done said the first time, if you'll let me destroy what he owns and his youngins and his family, amen, or his youngins and his belongings and his animals. He's with the richest man of the East. He said he will curse you to your face. So after that, the devil had destroyed his animals and his children. Amen, where do we find Brother Job? Brother Joe, we find him in sackcloth and ashes, Brother Tony. Amen. He ain't went out there and stuck his finger up in the air and said, this is your fault, God. Amen. If you'd have been what you said you was, this wouldn't happen to me. No. Amen. Job's in sackcloth and ashes. He's humbled himself. Amen. And he's saying, naked came I into the world. Amen. And naked shall I return. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Amen. But blessed be the name of the Lord. So then the devil comes back and says, well, amen, if you let me touch his body, if you let me make him sick, amen, he'll curse you. God said, okay, you can touch his body, but you can't touch his life. This is the end of your rope. I got you on a chain. Amen. So what did the old devil do? He smote Job from the top of his head to the sole of his feet with balls. I don't know if you ever had rise. We call them risings when I was a boy. Amen. Balls, whatever. Amen. Now, if you just had one on your leg, amen, somewhere, it felt that was bad. But if somebody has been smitten with balls from the top of their head to the sole, amen, Brother Joe, I don't think has never even begun to know misery in that form of the word. Hello? Amen. Brother Job was in misery. He is so miserable and pathetic that he's sitting there with a potsherd. That's a piece of broken pottery, and he's scraping them old sores. Ooh, you see them old balls. Amen. They itch, and they burn, and they hurt. And they don't let up. Amen. My, when I used to get a rise when I was a boy, and my grandma loved my thylake. Hello? Woo! And somebody get a hold of my leg, and they take that old methylate, and they dab that thing with methylate, and it burned like a coal of fire. Woo! Amen. mind. Amen. At least you forgot you had a rising for a minute or two, Brother Tony. Oh, you. Blow it. Turn on the fan. You imagine that you got them things from the top of your head to the sole of your feet? There's a lot of times when I've got a little low-lipped, and I got a little bit of uh-ohs and the can't help it's in the mully grubs. Amen. And I opened that book and I read where old Job had them boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and all of a sudden, Brother Job felt a lot better. Amen. I didn't have it nothing to compare to Job. Ooh, come on. Amen. I heard a whole preacher preach years ago. Amen. If I had to eat cold sweet potato peelings, amen, walk a barbed wire fence barefooted, amen, with a sack of wildcats over each shoulder, amen, I can tell you it'd be worth every step of the way. I ain't never had it that rough, but I can still tell you it's worth it. It'll be worth it all. It'll be worth it all. And ain't no temptation taken up except that which is common unto man. And with every temptation, he maketh the way of escape. I'm going to trust him. Ooh, why, Brother Joe? Weeping may endure for a night, my friend, but joy is coming in the morning. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, when's the morning? Whenever God decides. Amen. You see, if I know something, I know that God knows more about what I need and more about what needs to be going on in my life than I do. We have come to an age when we said, and I used to go preach at the Jesus Care Center down on Main Street in Pensacola. Amen. I'm telling you, sir, you talk about some pitiful people walk into a place. They've been snorting gasoline. Their eyes are glassy. I mean, they don't even hardly know what world they're in, Brother Tony. Amen. Their brain is being fried by the, amen, what they've been snorting up their nose. Amen. They can't afford the high-priced drugs. Amen. They can afford a few. Well, back then, they could afford gasoline because it's cheaper. Might have been a little bit harder today. Hello? Amen. But they come in there and people say, just accept the Lord. Everything will be all right. I said, my God, what a lie. Yes. Get right with God. Your soul will be all right. Come on. But I said, then they stepped out of the Bible. Amen. You see, why, Brother Job? Because he said, in the world you shall have tribulations. You're going to have problems. Amen. Listen, that devil will show you that sinner that looks like he's living without a care in the world. Look at them. I mean, we sang songs about it and we sang hymns about it. Amen. Oh, that looks like they, amen, nothing ever happens to them. Everything's hunky-dory. Amen. I'm telling you, they live like a dog. Amen. Or cats in the back alley. And nothing ever goes wrong. That devil's lying to you. Come on. But look at their soul, my friend. They're headed for eternal damnation. Amen. No. And if you look a little deeper, you're going to find out they got problems. Because ain't nobody in this world that hasn't got problems. Hello? Ooh. Some are more visible than others. Some people can't sleep at night. Amen. Some people are miserable day in and day out. Amen. You tell me God's got a cure for misery? He does. Amen. Just pray a while. Amen. That devil will get rid of that misery. Try to give you the rocket chair so you go to sleep and quit praying. Hello? He'd rather you do anything than pray. Amen. If he'll keep you out of this book and out of prayer, amen, that's a while he'll own you lock, stock, and barrel. Amen. And it won't take him very long. Amen. Let me hurry. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Amen. He said, he is my fortress, my God, my Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. I put my confidence there. Amen. I'm going to trust him in him. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Amen. From those hidden things. Amen. Come on. By the way, God knows where the fowler's already been. He knows where every pitfall's at. Amen. And a lot of times if we don't listen to God, we wind up in the snare. But thank God that shepherd's staff's got a crook on one end. Amen. And he comes down with the crook and gets us out of the snaller spare. Amen. And says, next time now, listen at me. Hello? Next time, pay a little attention. Ooh, come on, Brother Joe. If we walk in the Spirit, if you walk in the Spirit, he says, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen. If you walk in the Spirit, I'll tell you when the fowler's laid a snare. And you can avoid it. Guess I forgot to turn that off. Says it's going to rain a little while. Hallelujah. Amen. I already knew that, I reckon. Amen. Listen, if we will listen to Him, He will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You know what is the number one suffering problem in the world, and even in this highly, even in the United States, which even with all of our inflation, we're so much better off than multitudes of places around the world. Fear, dread, and all kind of things like that. Thought I heard something fall. I was looking to see what it was. Amen. Fear. Why, brothers? Your people are afraid of the unknown. They fear. Amen. The noise of pestilence. Amen. Listen, He said, the seas and the waves roaring. Amen. There is a fear that is gripping. The reason we see a lot of the things that are going on in our country today is because of that fear and that dread. Amen. And the evil that it is producing. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God is not the author of that business. That's the old devil. Amen. And if people have not given God a place, amen, that devil's steadily stoking. Amen. He's stoking that fire. Amen. That's why, amen, we have people that do the most horrible things. Amen. Today, because they're demon-possessed. Amen. They're bound by spirits. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. But God's got a cure for all of that business. Hello? I said, God's got a cure. From the noisome pestilence, He shall cover thee with His feathers. And under His wings, under His influence, under His shadow. Amen. I don't know about you. That's where I want to be. Right there. Under His wings. Amen. Shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. The shield was a large shield that prevented, amen, a great deal of protection for the main parts of the thorax of the body, the main part of the body where you could be, keep you from death. Hello? The buckler was a small shield, amen, that was worn, amen, on the arm, and it was used to deflect the blows from the enemy, to parry, amen, the blows. Woo! My. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. God's got you everything we need to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He come on with Brother Joe. Amen. He said it would be thy shield and thy buckler. Amen. The ancient Romans were such a formidable force. Amen. Because they learned how to use large shields. Amen. And men that would compound them shields together, make it almost like a wall, impenetrable by arrows, and so they can put under them shields and walk to the walls of their enemy. And under those shields, when they got near their enemy, they would separate them shields, amen, and stab them with a sword. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you, God's given us, amen, every weapon that is needed. Amen. He has supplied us with everything that we could ever hope for. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. And if we will put our trust in Him, amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I trust what God's given.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfd.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfd.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.